It's time for Back at Almanac with Larry Weber, who's an educator, author, and naturalist, joins us every Friday morning for Back at Almanac. On a previous episode, Larry had talked about the near record lack of precipitation in December. And I'll bet Larry has got a bit to say this morning about that. Good morning, Larry.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. Yeah, it's really interesting that up to and including December 26th, so the first 26 days of the month, we were way below normal with precipitation. And yesterday, the amount of precipitation in the snow not only brought that number up, it was record-setting for that date, as was the snowfall record-setting for that date. Now, if you look at a map this morning of the Weather Service where they have different totals called in, you'll see quite a variety. Some as much as nearly 20 inches of snow, and some only a couple of inches of snow. It was an amazing, amazing storm. And, of course, it's always amazing to get out on the day after such a storm. We had the Weather Service up until midnight recorded about 12.5 inches of snow in Duluth. There was more after that. So we're going to have to wait to find out just what the exact totals were. But it was certainly one to make note of. Yes, absolutely fascinating. The other statistic that I thought was interesting was the temperature. The warmest temperature for the day on the day before came about at midnight. Or to put it in different words, the temperature was rising during the night. Yesterday, the temperature was in about the 30-degree range for most of the day. Now, what that does is that makes the snow wet, more wet. And wet snow is something we haven't had yet this season. So wet snow is wonderful if you want to go out and make snow creatures of some sort or another. But it is a little bit difficult for moving because it's heavier and it has a higher moisture content. I was very glad to see that moisture content. Now, the temperature dropped this morning. We had 14 degrees this morning, and that's going to metamorphize the snow that's already there, and it's going to feel a lot drier than it was yesterday. But nevertheless, the precipitation was still there. As I said, I was very glad to see that. Really, absolutely fascinating. Get out if you had a chance before the winds pick up. Get out and take a look at what it looks like this morning. The trees are just coated with snow. Now, to make this an even more fascinating thing is that the day before yesterday, I could not find a single tree that had snow on it. So it's just, the turnaround has just been amazing. Well, there is other things in the news besides the snow, though it's going to be kind of hard to see that. I think it's going to be a while before all of our roads are plowed, and right now I was out walking around this morning, but I wouldn't try driving. But as I said, there is other things besides that. We are approaching, starting tomorrow, 7:54, the latest sunrise of the whole season, and that will continue for about another week. And then the sunrises will start getting earlier. The sunsets have already started getting later, so the days are a little bit longer than they were a week ago during the winter solstice. And we have some interesting other astronomical events going on. In the midst of all this week with the clouds, we never saw much of it, but we had a full moon. We are now in the waning quarter phase of moon, and we are at two other very interesting things happening. Number one is if you get up in the early morning, and you can see it in the next couple of mornings, if you're up early enough before sunrise and look to the southeast, you will see the planet Venus, which is hard to not see. It's very bright. Go down a little ways, and you'll see another bright one. That's Jupiter, and down a little lower, and that's a little harder one to see, is the planet Mercury. So we have three planets lining up in the early morning. The other thing of interest astronomically is that we have January 1, the new year beginning on Tuesday. Well, on the night of January 2-3, about midnight, we will be at perihelion. Perihelion is the time in which our planet is closest to the sun. And I always think it's an interesting coincidence that it happens almost exactly at New Year's Day, or to put it in different words, in my mind, that is the real start of the new year. Other things that have been going on, this is Christmas bird count time. Yes, it is. And the Duluth Christmas bird count, which took place 2 weeks ago already, and then there was another one that took place a little bit less than that, the Sac-Zim Christmas bird count. Had good numbers of species of birds, and as I've said before on this program, Christmas bird count really doesn't have to do with Christmas. It's just a time to get out and see a survey of what kind of birds are around here in the winter. Now, our Christmas bird count we have here in Carlson County is scheduled for tomorrow. I'm sure the snow will slow us down, but I think we'll still go ahead with it. I find that the songbirds, the feeder birds, are there every day. I'm now having, in addition to having the chickadees, the nuthatches, and the woodpeckers, I'm now also having, and blue jay, I'm also having a flock of goldfinches that showed up. I hope they continue. It's always great to have some kind of finch for the winter. And then, of course, the large number of turkeys that have been coming by. So we'll see what kind of results. I'm hoping that we can see as many as 30 kinds, because there's a lot of birds that don't come to the feeders, the ravens, the crows, and the grouse, and the water birds, if you ever find any, in open sections of the St. Louis River, as well as owls and hawks and eagles. So there's plenty of birds that are out there still. And with a good group and going out and taking a survey, I hope to see them. Also, I think we're going to see the differences between before and after with this snow. Not everybody appreciates the snow, but there's a couple of critters out here that, yes, really appreciate it, and they rely on it. One of them is the rough grouse, because they bury themselves in snow. Another one is the snowshoe hare. I saw a snowshoe hare this past week, and it was very easy to see it because there was not much white around it. And another one is the smaller mammals, the mice and voles and shrews and such, because they tunnel under the snow. So there's a lot of critters that rely on the snow. And then I had a very interesting sighting this week that you almost never get in late December. I was going by a river, and I looked out in the river, and there was a beaver swimming around. Now, we don't usually see beavers this time of year. The beavers we associate more with the lodge are those that are in the lakes and the ponds and so forth. But this one was a river beaver, and they had a little bit more freedom, and it was swimming around still. The river did not yet have ice. I think by now it probably has again got its coating of ice. So, yeah, Chris, and anyone else, happy perihelion, and I would suggest you get out and take a look at the day after this fascinating storm. So, take care.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you very much. Larry Weber with Backyard Almanac here on 103.3 KUMD.